Hey there, beautiful queens. Welcome back to Queen Energy, your daily dose of affirmations to ignite that inner fire and reclaim your power. I'm Riley Hart, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something super important. Breaking free from that nasty voice in your head, the one whispering doubts and holding you back. Ever feel like that little gremlin is always there, nagging you with, "You're not good enough," or, "You can't do this." Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. But guess what? We are done giving that voice any power. Today, we're turning the tables and learning how to silence those negative whispers for good. First things first, let's get real about why this matters. When we constantly bombard ourselves with negativity, it chips away at our confidence, our motivation, even our self-worth. It's like a thief stealing our joy and replacing it with fear and insecurity. We end up doubting our abilities, shrinking back from opportunities, and living life on the defensive. But here's the truth. You are so much more than those limiting beliefs. You are powerful, capable, and worthy of all the good things life has to offer. It's time we start believing that, loud and clear. So, how do we break free from this cycle of self-doubt? Here are 5 game-changing strategies to reclaim your power. 1. Become aware. The first step is recognizing those negative thoughts when they pop up. Pay attention to the language you use about yourself. Is it kind, supportive, and encouraging? Or is it harsh, critical, and judgmental? Think of it like this. You wouldn't speak to your best friend that way, right? Treat yourself with the same love and compassion you would offer someone you adore. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Once you become aware of those negative voices, don't just accept them as truth. Question their validity. Are they based on facts or just fear-driven assumptions? Often, those thoughts are simply distorted perceptions. Remember, your mind is powerful, and it can be trained to think more positively. 3. Reframe your thinking. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try to reframe those thoughts in a more positive light. For example, instead of saying, "I'm not good enough," say, "I am learning and growing every day." Focus on your strengths, celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small they seem, and remind yourself of all the amazing things you've already achieved. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, we all have imperfections. Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness you would offer a friend who's struggling. Remember, you are human, and that means you're allowed to have off days. Just don't let those moments define you. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. The people we surround ourselves with have a huge impact on our mindset. Spend time with people who uplift you, inspire you, and believe in your potential. Limit exposure to negativity, whether it's from toxic relationships or even just constant doomscrolling on social media. Choose your tribe wisely. You know that feeling when you finally silence those inner critics and truly embrace your own awesomeness? It's like a weight lifting off your shoulders, replaced by a surge of confidence and self-love. That's the power we're talking about here. Think about it. You've probably experienced this firsthand, maybe after landing a big promotion, conquering a fear, or simply choosing to prioritize your well-being. Remember that time you decided to go for that audition, even though you were terrified? Or when you finally said no to something that drained your energy? Those moments of courage and self-belief? That's the magic of breaking free from negative self-talk. So, queens, remember this. You are powerful beyond measure. Your voice deserves to be heard, your dreams deserve to be chased, and your life deserves to be filled with joy and purpose. Today, I challenge you to silence that inner critic and step into the fullness of who you truly are. You've got this. Remember those key takeaways? Let's recap. Become aware of those negative thoughts, challenge their validity, reframe them in a more positive light, practice self-compassion, and surround yourself with positivity. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you plan to break free from negative self-talk today? Share your strategies, your wins, and your struggles in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and inspiration together. And remember, every day is a chance to rewrite your story, to choose joy, and to unleash your queen energy. Until next time, stay radiant, stay powerful, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.